Okay, I want you to remember that parasitism is a relationship between one organism, the parasite, which lives in or on another organism, the host. By definition, this relationship causes some harm to the host. Now, despite the parasite harming the host, it doesn't want to kill it. The host provides nourishment and can only do that if it's alive. To reduce the harm done by the parasite, hosts have evolved defensive mechanisms. There are two basic examples of parasitism. One is mistletoe on trees, the other is fleas on a dog. Let's look at the first one. Mistletoe is a flowering plant that is found commonly on trees. It usually establishes itself on these trees when birds transfer the mistletoe seeds to the tree. The mistletoe then grows on the tree and uses the tree's water and minerals to support its growth. But during the beginning stage of its growth, it doesn't depend on the tree host. Instead, it relies on its own photosynthesis, which is the process through which plants use carbon dioxide and water to create their food and grow. You get that, right? Okay. So, when does mistletoe actually start feeding on the tree host? Well, that only happens when the mistletoe's root system reaches the tree's conductive tissues. Okay. Now, another example of parasitism is fleas on a dog. Common, right? Fleas live and multiply on a dog, and they survive by consuming the dog's blood. But see, while the fleas never kill the dog, they do actually cause the dog harm and annoyance via blood loss and the characteristic itching.